Welcome to your first gutter of the non-official open transfer window. The season has finished. It's open as far as I'm concerned. They can say it's opening on the 14th or 13th of June or whatever, but I'm calling it. It's two a week, and this is the first of a series of moist gutters because it's warm in the bowels.
It's three from next week.
Three?
Yes.
Cough. Really?
Yes. That's what you wanted. You've got what you wanted.
I would have said this under the influence of drink. But okay, they may get shorter, sweeter, but they'll be there. There'll be more of them. Lower quality, but much, much more quantity.
Clip that bit first.
That's not the messaging around this one.
Did I say it out loud? Craig Hannon joining me, Christian Walsh and Neil Atkinson. We'd like to get our admin done early and get it done hard. Anyway, the starting theme of today is Schmatke announced. Haug Schmatke has been announced, and I am fascinated by this persona. He's come in. It's only 3 months for now. He doesn't want to say it's going to be any more. He's been, as we're recording, it's come out in the press about 2 hours ago that he will come to work as, what's it saying? Mike Gordon says, Jorg will work with our football operations department as it continues to provide support for Jurgen Klopp in keeping with the ongoing endeavour to keep growing and developing the club in all areas. It feels to me, Neil, like he's the wolf in Pulp Fiction. He's come in to make sure the right people get buried in the right way and that resolving all situations. In all seriousness, though, I was talking to Craig just beforehand. The bringing of him in with this sort of short-term brief, if I'm going to be negative for a second, suggests that there was a little bit of trouble afoot, that things weren't moving as swiftly as I think Jurgen would like. It feels like he's been brought in as a fix-it man, as the sort of the old fox, the old head in the room who's going to deal with these heavyweight macho agents out there in Europe and get deals done. It almost suggests that maybe Klopp and others around him felt that decisiveness, things like that, weren't at play enough for the needs of this transfer window.
Possibly. I think they might just have needed, and I don't want to...
A fella.
Yeah. But they need someone to do the job. There's a job there that needs to be done. And it's better if we literally have someone who is responsible for that process. Someone who's overseeing that process. Someone who's, without really trying to sort of simplify this in a ridiculous way, someone who's just doing the paperwork. Because the paperwork needs to be done, and it needs to be done by a qualified individual. And this fella is a qualified individual. Yeah. So you end up in this, I think that's your absolute lowest sort of expectation aspect of that. But I think the idea of, think of it in all directions. I suspect Mike Gordon would like Jurgen to ring someone before him when they're trying to get this sort of stuff done. And Mike Gordon would probably like to ring someone who isn't Jurgen. And if you just sort of imagine that role needs to be there, that is my lowest expectation version of this. There's another expectation version of it where he is, as you say, he's very much coming in as a facilitator and a fix-it man because they think he'll be really, really good at it. And I suspect they're not hiring someone they don't think will be really, really good at it, let's be clear. But, I think that there does need to be someone who's overseeing all of these processes in there. And it feels like that's what he's in for. I think, remembering what Michael Edwards, as an example, brings to the role, he's basically a part of his brief becomes ensure the Axer is as good as it possibly can be. That's not what Schmatke needs to worry about in the slightest. I think he's coming in for one thing and one thing only, and that is to, in the first place, make this transfer window run as smooth as it possibly can for Liverpool, and then in the second place, see whether or not they feel as though there is a slightly longer-term home for him across the next few months.